Governor Gretchen Whitmer has issued an executive order ending face-to-face instruction for the current school year. The order requires districts to put alternate remote learning plans into place, but Whitmer also wants kids to move forward.
You know, what we want to make sure is that no student is penalized because of COVID-19, that they are not held back because of this global crisis that we're confronting.
Joining me now to discuss the order is the Genesee Intermediate School District Superintendent, Lisa Hagel. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
The governor acknowledged that this was a tough decision, and she also said she wasn't sure there were any other good options. What's your general reaction to the executive order?
Yeah, I do support Governor Whitmer's decision. It had to be a very difficult decision, recognizing that I'm sure she made it in the very best interest of the students and the staff across the state of Michigan. It will continue. Education will continue. And I'll tell you, Doug, areas like Genesee County, they're a reflection of our entire state. We have rural districts like Lakeville Community School. We have districts like Flint and Beecher that are very urban, you know, with extreme poverty. And then we have suburban districts that they're very wealthy. Students don't rely on schools for everything, like, you know, some children do. In education, we often meet every basic need for kids. Sometimes we provide every meal.
Well, and along those lines, the governor's order says that students won't be punished if they're not able to comply with alternate learning plans. And yesterday she said that students won't be left back because of the coronavirus. How will districts deal with students that just fall off the radar but still expect to move on when school hopefully resumes in the fall?
You know, these first 2 weeks were really nice pilot for us because it gave us an opportunity to make sure no one, like you said, fell off the radar. Thank goodness for technology. You know, technology did allow us to keep in touch with families through cell phones, Google Classrooms. We used FaceTime. We did make videos, and those families that weren't able to stream multiple videos at a time, we did keep in touch with them through, you know, old-fashioned, like, packets. We did lots of copying and leaving packets at the food distribution site so they could pick them up. And so we could keep track and do a lot of counseling and tutoring over the phone so that no one felt disconnected from the education community.
Speaking as a parent with two kids, trying to keep up with schools and teachers that are also trying to adjust to this new reality is definitely challenging. What have you been hearing from parents about the situation in the early going?
I mean, first and foremost, we do have to honor the demands that are on parents. Every family has unique challenges, like you just said. We're hearing everything from very thankful families for what, you know, what we're doing to families that are very stressed and dealing with, you know, illness themselves. So we're trying to support families. We're trying to challenge other families with higher levels of academics. So with every family, it's a little bit of a different delivery.
What are your biggest concerns about the governor's order?
My biggest concern is that students and parents don't assume the school year is over because it's not over. Honestly, we are just beginning. On Monday, it's a new start. We are entering a new era that the educators, my colleagues across the ISDs in the district, we're excited about the ability to long-term plan now and do this the very best that we can differently for students. We want the seniors to feel prepared for their next step. We want all the kids to feel like they're ready to go into their next grade. We're not at all on summer vacation. And so people need to realize this isn't summer break. You know, we're ready to meet them where they are. We're not closing down.
Lisa Hagel is the superintendent of the Genesee Intermediate School District. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.